I'm stood on a railway platform in a small village in central Scotland, and apart from a bit of birdsong, it's a very quiet day, but I just heard the oddest sound. And that sound is odd because Lough Earnhead Station, where I am, hasn't actually seen a train for more than 50 years. It's beautifully preserved. It's actually owned by Hertfordshire Scouts, who run it as an outdoor activities centre. It looks just like a station, but there aren't any tracks. And that's why those whistles are so unnerving. Well, there used to be two railway lines running through Lough Earnhead, and those eerie whistles were definitely coming from the upper line. So I'm just making the short, steep walk up there to see if I can find the man responsible.
Has it not been turned on?
No.
Oh, right, yeah, no, because it needs doing all the way. Have you got the black box there?
Hi, yeah, I'm Steve Messam. I'm artist in residence with Loch Lomond and the Trossachs National Park. This is one of the whistles for the whistle installation, and it's a 2.5 metre post on the top of which is a replica steam engine whistle. Technically, for the railway buffs, it's a hooter. It's a Stanier hooter, which is the kind of whistle used by Black 5 engines, which were the mainstay of using the line from the 1930s. So it's kind of the sound of this railway line.
And it's connected to compressed air, basically.
Yeah, we've got a cylinder of compressed air at the bottom with a pipe leading up to an electronic solenoid valve, which is controlled by a timer mechanism and a radio signal on the top, which is then connected to the previous one, which tells it when to fire, so that these whistles will stagger their way up the line.
And how many have you got for this test?
For the test, we've got 6.
But you're hoping to have more, are you, in the future, proper installation?
Yeah, well, the final piece, what we're looking to do is to do the full 18 miles from Callander to Glendochart, which will be probably in the region of about 50 whistles, all cascading off in a domino fashion, which will probably do the whole lot in, I don't know, 26 seconds. From Callander to Glendochart in 26 seconds. It's faster than the speed of sound. It's quite fascinating stuff.
Hi, my name's Beverly Clark, and I'm a ranger with Loch Lomond and Trossachs National Park.
What's the National Park's involvement in this project?
Basically, last year we commissioned an artist in residence to come up and try to create a conceptual piece in the National Park, sort of to use his imagination and come up with something that was inspired by the landscape or inspired by the National Park.
And what do you think it's going to be like for the older folk in the village that perhaps can remember the railway line, suddenly to hear these little pips of whistles?
You know, sound is it's a real memory thing, I think, along with smell. It's one of those things that we forget that it holds so many memories for us. It's like music. So it's been nice to think that people who were here when the trains came up this line and did whistle, that it will bring up back a lot of memories. But it'll also make people who have come to this area realise they wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for this railway line, because this was what opened up this area. And this is why people now come into this area, why people now live here, because of the lifeline that railway line gave.
And in a way, it still is a lifeline, because this is now the Glen Ogle Trail here, and it's been done out beautifully in tarmac for cyclists. It's a really important part of the tourism in this area now.
Absolutely. I mean, it's part of the cycle network number 7, which is the main big one that comes through. But also, that is now part of the Rob Roy Way, which is the long-distance walking routes. And long-distance walking routes are just becoming so vital to the economy of all parts of Scotland.
Well, I've got Susan Christie here now, who was a special advisor with Creative Scotland, overseeing a number of projects like this. I suppose the problem is that a lot of people see like a piece of art as a painting or a piece of music or something, whereas what Steve's trying to create today, the echoing sound of whistles down the glen, is like on a really grand scale, isn't it?
It's incredibly evocative, I think, to have an artist of Steve Messam's sensitivity. You know, he has taken a great deal of care to immerse himself in this context and to really get under the surface of the history, the atmosphere of the park. I think it's beautifully poetic, and it's something that's got to be experienced here in the park. It's very much of the place.
So I'm just walking up the Glen Ogle Trail now to the next whistle. Steve, what was the idea behind this project? What are you trying to achieve?
What I wanted to do was use sound to describe the landscape. And so these whistles, you know, they're loud things, and they echo around the hills. But when we come to the final installation, as they go through the different parts of the landscape, they're going to sound differently, they're going to echo differently, and they respond, that sound responds to the landscape. And there's something quite subtle about them as well. The echo is a very, very subtle thing. When you're here and you hear the echo, you're also listening out for these other whistles. And what it's hopefully going to do for people that come to see the piece, it's going to get them to stop and listen to the landscape. And that's something that people don't really do.
For this test that... Almost made me want to look behind me then.
It's coming.
That was awesome. We're walking along a disused railway line and suddenly you hear the hoot from a train. It's very, very unnerving.